Tell me about the mass vaccination clinic. After opening in February, we are now shutting it down this weekend. What has it meant, this massive organization that's been going on at the Bradley Center for the last 5 or 6 months?
It kind of really means everything for our community, I think, in my opinion. It has been so much work and effort by so many people that, it's really hard to put into words how much it's has had to happen for almost, just over 130,000 doses, in Chatham-Kent. And, I think of those ones, probably 115,000 have been at this center. So just all the people coming through, it's just been remarkable. What's really, really cool, it just lines up that we have done exactly 100 clinics at the Bradley Center. And no one knew until we actually started counting them up yesterday. So it's really cool. Our last clinic on Saturday will be our 100th clinic.
That's amazing. What a coincidence. Yeah. What are the odds? So I've heard so many. I mean, I was there for my own shot, and everyone I know who's walked through the doors at that center has had nothing but rave reviews for all of the volunteers and the staff. What's the feeling amongst the people who have been working there?
I think there's a sense of pride that people have that through all the long hours and just all the people and doing, having to do a repetitive task over and over and over again, but do it right, do it safely. I think it'll be really interesting, when the doors close on Saturday, just how proud people will feel, like I contributed something to Chatham-Kent that has really never been done before. And, it's something that I think, in the future, people will look back on and say, wow, I did that. And I feel proud about that.
Do you know the numbers of how many people have been involved in that site?
We have 140 plus clinical staff, including nurses, paramedics, and pharmacy technicians. We've had 8 site leads, 174 volunteers from the Chatham-Kent Health Alliance that helped with screening and directing patients. 60 site support staff, including people like me, health inspectors, and our admin staff, IT people, 45 housekeeping staff just to keep everything kind of clean and safe. I think 8 people in our call center, helping people rearrange and call and book appointments. It's all been seamless, I think it appears on the outside, but, it's been a lot of determined work for sure.
And then once Saturday is done and the site is cleaned up, what's the next phase? I know we have a number of mobile clinics that are being held around the municipality. How does the fight against COVID-19 look from this point on?
It looks like we're going to have to get a little bit more creative and going to locations and parts of the community where, we still have some work to do. The 12 to 30 age group, and, usually Dr. Colby talks a lot about the 12 to 17. Well, the 18 to 30-year-olds are not up to the coverage of some of the older demographics. And so I think moving forward, those are some key demographics, and going out to, all the communities in Chatham-Kent, doing a lot of school, high school clinics, I think moving forward, we'll just have to keep plugging away and bringing our coverage rates up across all demographics.
Certainly is a monumental effort that's been done and as you say, still needs to be continued as we move forward. So congratulations to the entire team that's been involved, from public health to EMS to the Health Alliance and all the volunteers. Best of luck with the work that will continue.